Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
Good morning. God bless you, beloved, to Set Free Live. This is Apostle Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We thank God for all that he is doing. And most of all, beloved, we do thank God for prayer. And then we're going into prayer in just a moment, but we just want to welcome you to another broadcast. And we just pray that as you go about your day today, that the Lord will bless you, inspire you, encourage you, and strengthen you. Praise God. This is in a time, beloved, where we must stay encouraged and know that God is with us, know that he is strengthening, praise the Lord, and God is watching over his word to perform it. Praise the Lord. We want you to know that God loves you, beloved. Praise God. We say this all the time. He loves you. He's working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares. And truly, God does care for you. Praise the Lord. So no matter what you may be going through today, know that God loves you. Praise God. And I want to encourage you today to keep your eyes on the Lord and continue to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you would like to send us your prayer request, if you have certain things that you would like us to agree with you on in prayer, we invite you to call in. Our call-in number, if you're calling in live, it's 718-664-9578. You may also email us at apostledeborah@setfreeoutreachministries.org. That's apostledeborah@setfreeoutreachministries.org. You may drop us an email. Praise the Lord. If you have a praise report that you would like us to read over the air just to encourage someone, praise God. What God is doing in your life, praise God. Feel free to email us your praise reports or your prayer requests, praise God, because truly we want to pray. We want you to know, praise God, that God does answer prayer. Amen. God is a miracle worker, praise the Lord. There's nothing that God will not do when we set our heart and faith in agreement with the word of God. He must line up your faith with the word. You know that God does not move outside of his word, praise God. So when you begin to decree and declare simply the word of the Lord, praise God, God will answer because he listens for his word. Amen. The Bible says, tells us, God says, put me in remembrance of my word. Praise God. So we thank God for the word of the Lord today. Praise God. And we're going to go into prayer. Praise God. Just want you to take a few moments. Praise God. To just stop just for a few moments and pray with us and just worship with us in prayer. Praise God. Father, we love you today. And Lord God, we thank you for this day that you've given us, for this is the day that you have made, Father, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. So God, we just praise you now, and we thank you, God, with gratitude and praise, God, that today we're going to put on the armor that you've provided for us, Father. And as we do so, we trust you for protection against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Father God, we confidently stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waist. Help us, God, to recognize the enemy's subtle, deceiving ways. Father God, that we'll believe and live and speak only your truth. For God, your word is truth, and we are declaring your word today and decreeing your word today, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for the breastplate of righteousness that you offer us, the righteousness which is ours through faith in Jesus because of his death on the cross. And so, Lord, we call upon the righteousness of our Lord to be our protection, and we know that the enemy must retreat from before the righteousness of God. Lord God, we thank you for the sandals of peace. Not only do we need your peace to touch our emotions in every part of our lives, God, but God, we remember that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us power, love, and a sound mind. And we choose to walk in soundness of mind. Father God, we choose to walk in the power that you've given us, God, by the Holy Ghost. So, Lord God, we lift up the shield of faith against all the flaming darts and arrows of the enemy. We know, God, that you took the arrows of the enemy, which we deserved. However, Lord, should your will allow any of those arrows to touch us, God, we will look upon them as refining fires permitted for our growth and, God, for your glory. God, we recognize that our mind is a target of the enemy's deceiving ways. And so, God, we're asking you to cover our mind today with the helmet of salvation. Father, may it cover our mind that we think your thoughts, feel your love and your compassion, and discern your will and leading in all things. May the salvation of the Lord, God, meet and defeat all satanic thoughts that come to our mind. Father, with joy, we take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh, Father God, we choose to believe it and live in it. Oh, God, in its truth and power. So, God, as we hide it in our heart, grant us proficient recall and skill in using it, dear Lord, to defeat the enemy, to push him back, and to win great victories for you. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for prayer today. Father, for we desire to pray at all times with the intensity that the Holy Spirit would give us. And God, we will trust the Holy Spirit to intercede for us and through us to accomplish great things for the glory of God. So, Father, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're covered, God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those today that are lost. Father God, we pray for those that need to be saved today, Father, those that are outside of the ark of safety. And Father God, we're thanking you. We're praising you, God, for delivering our loved ones that are lost. Father God, those that don't have a mind right now to walk upright before you, we pray, Father, that you, by the Spirit of God, Father God, by the power of God, would go in and give a heart of flesh, Father God. Go in, Father God, where the enemy has built up walls. Father God, where their minds have been blocked by the enemy, we pray, Father, that you unblock their minds, unstop their deaf ears, that they would hear your word and that conviction would fall on them in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we do recognize that the enemy has captivated those that are in the world, those that are not saved. But Father, we pray for their release from the world, from the flesh, and from the enemy. And Father, we will be persistent in prayer because, God, we know that, Father God, you are not, your hand is not shortened that you cannot save, nor your ear deaf that you cannot hear. But God, we thank you, God, that when we pray, when we put their names in the atmosphere, you hear, God. And so, God, we're thanking you, God, that it is your desire that all be saved, that none be lost, Father God. So, God, we thank you for the authority in the name of Jesus, oh, God, because we know that that is why we're saved, because of the authority that you've given us, because of the power of God, because of the blood of Jesus. So we're pleading the blood now for salvation, Father, for our lost loved ones, for those that are even backslidden, Father God. Oh, God, we're thanking you, God, because we know salvation is a gift from you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you come to seek and save those who are lost, Jesus. So, God, we're thanking you for victory because we know that victory is ours, God, and victory is theirs. Those that are lost, those, God, the young people that are lost, the old people that are lost, middle-aged people that are lost, Father God, we're thanking you that you're drawing by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we're thanking you now. We give you praise, Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. We're reminding you of your word today, oh, God, because we know that you do watch over your word to perform it, Father God. Oh, God, we just bless you right now. And, Father God, in the name of the Lord, Father God, in the name of our Father, God, that you've given us the honor to bind demonic rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places with chains and fetters of iron. Father, we thank you, God, for the privilege to execute the judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority, God, that we have in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the access which we have to your throne through the blood of Jesus and by the same blood and our testimony, we overcome the enemy. Father God, we are affronted by demonic strongholds which have come up before our faces in the land which you've given to us. So, Lord, we're asking you to execute your vengeance and punishments upon all unclean spirits that harass your people. Lord, let the high praises of God dwell in both our mouths and within our hearts with exceeding great joy. Give us the ability, Father, to open up our mouth with praise that flows from our heart to yours, Father God. Lord, you are our God, and we long to see your power and your glory manifested in the earth as we've seen it in your word. Father, manifest great strength and cause your enemies to take flight. Set siege against stubborn spirits, Father of hell, that afflict us in our emotions, our bodies, and within our minds. Lord, set a siege against the gates of darkness and battering rams to the walls of the forces of satanic powers. Father God, we ask that you set battlements and fortify us in your word, the word of righteousness and holiness. Arm us with your life, O God, which we have by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Father God, I ask that you set batteries against our enemies even now, against the enemies of both God and man. Father God, we ask that you loose angels on our behalf, angelic spirits that minister, that set forth flames of fire that go forth to minister to the heirs of salvation and everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you right now. And we bind the works of the enemy that would even try to bind our tongue this morning. Father God, loose the power of the Holy Ghost right now. Loose the power of the Holy Ghost to go forth right now. Minister, Father God. Minister to those that are listening to this prayer in the name of Jesus. For we loose the warring angels that excel in strength. And, oh God, we command them to be released this moment to stand watch and guard over our church, over our ministries. Oh, Father God, over your leaders, Father God, over every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, and every teacher in the name of Jesus. Repel all demonic intrusion and intruding spirits in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up and we isolate and we cut off every satanic principality and power from the ability to supply, cooperate with, aid, support, or strengthen any demonic spirit or human agents of evil in the name of the Lord. Father, we ask that you bind up all scorners who plot wickedness continuously against God and your people, all high-ranking spirits assigned to thwart your eternal plans in the name of the Lord. Father God, as it's written, let them be brought to confusion. Oh, Father God, let the enemy's camp be brought into confusion. Every demonic trap that's set for your people right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every wicked word, every evil curse that's gone forth in the atmosphere, oh, God, that would try to abort the visions of God, the plans and the purposes, Father God, that you put into your people's hearts. Father God, we pray that the enemy's plans will be aborted even now. Oh, Father God, that we even bind the witch and the warlock, the Jezebel spirit, the jealous spirit, the spirit of hatred, the spirit of revenge, the spirit of murder, the spirit of anger. Oh, God, we bind these spirits up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, from working against your people right now. Oh, Father God, retaliation, we bind that in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we're thanking you now for the power of the Holy Ghost to go forth. We loose love. We loose peace. We loose joy. We loose long-suffering. We loose meekness and temperance. We loose goodness and gentleness, kindness, sincerity, and truth according to your word, Father. Help your people, Father God, to speak only your word, to decree and declare your word, Father God, to walk in the love of God, to walk in the strength of God, to walk in the power of God, to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now that you're pouring out your fury upon all the works of hell and the powers of darkness. Let their kings and princes be bound and tormented. Release cruel torments, Father God, and unmitigated punishment against the enemies of El-Sabaoth, the God of hosts. Father God, I pray that you let all their great houses fall and grind their strongholds to dust in the name of Jesus. Lord God, leave no stone, rock, or pebble, O Father of lights, in the name of Jesus. Take vengeance against our enemies in the name of the Lord. Take vengeance and spare not your wrath, Father, upon the forces of hell that would pervert your name. Be merciful, Father God, for your name's sake, to all that call upon the name of the Lord in sincerity and truth. Father, we ask that you be merciful and extend loving kindness to your people. Oh, Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that you have ordained for your children. You have ordained abundant peace, rest, and joy for all your people, oh God, who wage warfare in places of great battle, and for all who come forth to do your will, empowered by your great name. Father, we're thanking you. And Father, we're thanking you for these prayers today. We're thanking you, God, for prayer. We thank you, God, that we have a mind to pray. Oh, Father God, and we're thanking you today for healing, because we know that healing is the children's bread. So we're thanking you for healing, Father. We thank you that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for carrying our sicknesses and infirmities on the cross. So, God, we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. We break and we rebuke and we cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to form in the lungs, the bones, the breast, the throat, the back, the spine, the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the colon, skin, or stomach in the name of the Lord Jesus. We rebuke and we cast out all spirits that would cause diabetes. Oh, Father God, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attacks and strokes. We come against kidney failure today. We come against leukemia and blood disease and, Father God, COPD and arthritis, lupus and MS and Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for healing, God. Oh, my God, we thank you, God. We speak healing and strength to the bones, to the muscles, to the joints and organs of your people right now, those that are suffering in their head with migraine headaches. Oh, God, the eyes that are having trouble seeing. Father God, the throat, the glands, that the gland would operate properly, Father God, that would not throw off the body, Father God, but that the body would come in line according to the word of God. So, God, we speak to the blood and the marrow. We speak to the lungs and the kidneys and the liver. We speak to the spleen. We speak to the spine and the pancreas and the eyes and the bladder, the ears and the nose and the sinuses right now to be cleared up, Father God. Those that are suffering with allergies today, Father, we pray that you would touch right now. Father God, get all in the head area, God, all in their eyes and clear up. God, get in the bloodstream, Father God. We pray for the bloodstream to be cleansed, Father God, that even those that are allergic to different foods and may not be aware of it, Father, begin to touch their heart and give them wisdom to know what to eat, Father God, that one is suffering greatly, Father God, even in the skin, that having those breakouts right now, Father God, we come against that in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you, God, for healing. We're thanking you, God, for setting the captive free that are suffering with infirmities, Father God, and ailments, Father God, and chronic pain. We come against the spirit of pain right now. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you now that's coming against that one, that brother, that sister, that minister. Oh, my God. Father God, we thank you for touching right now, even the feet, Father God, those that are suffering pain and arthritic pain in the feet, in the ankles. Father God, that's making it difficult for them to walk. The lack of the blood circulation is flowing down, Father God, from the head to toe. Father God, we pray, God, that you would get down in the bloodstream, in the veins. Father God, get down in the heart area. That if there's blockages, that you would unblock those blockages right now in the name of Jesus, that blood would flow freely from the brain all down through the lung area and all into the muscles and all down in the arms and all down in the heart and all down in the thigh muscles and leg muscles, Father God, down into the feet, Father God. We're thanking you now, Father God, for strength right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you now that you're binding all spirits of fear that would cause heart attacks. According to Luke 21 and 26, Father God, we loose ourselves from any diabetes that's rooted in rejection. We come against the spirit of rejection right now, the lack of love that would flow in the body of Christ that would cause tension and stress right now in Jesus' name. Father God, let us know that, God, we must let love abide, that we must abide in your word, Father God, for your word is truth, your word is light, your word is strength. So strengthen your people right now, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God. So we thank you right now, Father God, that We even come against self-hatred, inheritance, and guilt. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that, Father God, those that have been suffering with cancer are loose from all forms of cancer that may be rooted in bitterness. Father God, unforgiveness and resentment, slander of the tongue. So, Father God, let forgiveness flow, Father God. Father God, if there's those that are suffering in body as a direct result of a lack of unforgiveness or a lack of forgiveness, Father, we pray right now that you would deal with the hearts of your people. Father God, those that need to forgive and let others loose and free them, Father, help them to love, help them to forgive right now. In the name of Jesus, don't let any root of bitterness dwell in the hearts of your people, in the hearts of those that may be sick. Quicken it to the mind right now. Oh, God, I speak to the mind that the mind will be clear and open to receive your word today. For your word is light, Father, and we thank you for your word today. Oh, my God, we thank you right now that these spirits abound in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that we're loose from lupus, those that are suffering, the sister that requested prayer, Father God, for lupus, that test of lupus came positive. But, Father, we're believing you right now for healing for that sister, that you would touch her right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. If there's any rejection in her heart, self-rejection, self-hatred, guilt, we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. Father God, quicken her mind, Father God. Deal with her heart, Father. Let there be no avenues open to the enemy. Close all doors to the enemy in Jesus' name. Father God, bring salvation to her. Oh, God, conviction to her right now. And, Father, we thank you for healing right now in Jesus' name. We thank you that we're loose from rheumatoid arthritis, that there's no arthritis, oh, God, in the bodies of your people. God, that it may be, if there's any root of self-hatred or low self-esteem, we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're loose from high cholesterol that's rooted in anger. Let there be no anger in our hearts, Father, any anger anywhere. Father God, reveal to us, Lord. Father God, let us be open to your word, Father, because we know that your word, God, it brings correction and instruction. So, Father God, you begin to, by the spirit of discernment, Father, let us know where we are. Father God, we're thanking you for that right now, that there be no anger, no hostility. We command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord. Oh, Father God, once again, those that are suffering with sinus problems that may be rooted in fear and anxiety, so we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for loosing those that are suffering with high blood pressure that may be rooted in fear again and anxiety. We command those spirits to come out in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, God, for loosing those with asthma that's rooted in fear. Oh, Father God, concerning relationships. Oh, Father God, maybe things in the home going wrong, Father, that's causing anxiety in the body, that's causing those asthma attacks would come. We speak against that in Jesus' name. We ask you, God, to begin to deal, Father God. Open up our eyes of understanding and our minds, Father God, again to your word, that, Father God, we'll recognize your word and we'll take hold of your word in Jesus' name. We pray for strength in the immune systems, Father God. Father God, that if anyone has a broken spirit, a broken heart, Father God, that you would heal that broken heart. Father God, heal that hurt that's way down in there, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for strengthening right now. Oh, my God, those that may have suffered from strokes due to rejection, due to bitterness, due to anger, due to rage, due to hatred, we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Father, let love abide. Father God, oh my God, help us not to retaliate when things happen to us, Father, when we're struck at, Father God. Oh my God, according to your word, help us not to be a striker. Father God, there's some that are striking because they've been hurt. Oh my God, and viciously. Father God, but we bind the enemy right now. We speak love. We speak hope. Oh my God, according to your word right now. Father God, I ask you to go down into that situation right now. Father God, that brother, that sister that's struggling to forgive, help them to let it go. Help us, God. Father, we all need help today. So, God, we're coming to you now, and we're asking you, Father God, oh, Father God, for release today. Father, release us in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you now. We're giving you praise, Father. We're giving you glory. We're giving you honor. Oh, my God, we thank you for your word because we know, God, that you do watch over your word to perform it. Father God, so we give you praise now. We thank you, God, for giving us a sound heart, oh, God, which is the life of our flesh. Father God, we ask that you remove from our heart any evil or sinful attitudes. Heal and deliver us from all pains in the name of the Lord. We rebuke sickness now that would come to eat up our flesh. And that includes cancer in the name of Jesus, because we know that the enemy uses this cancer and is using these sicknesses against the people of God. And as a result of open doors, open to sin, open because of rebellion, open because of a lack of forgiveness, open because of fear, open because of torment. So we bind the enemy right now. And we take authority over the enemy now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I loose your word to go forth and minister to everyone right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word today. We will continue, God, to decree and declare your word. Hallelujah. We break all curses of premature death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are that you cause us to prosper and walk in health even as our soul prospers. So, God, we receive your word, which is health to our flesh, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you now. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for healing. Thank you for total healing in spirit, soul, and body, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we seal these prayers up, oh, God, according to your word, Father. We seal them up right now. And we're thanking you, God, that we're lifted up according to your word. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to pray. We thank you, God. We don't take it lightly, Father God. Hallelujah, because it's an honor and a privilege to come in your presence. Hallelujah, because we know, Father God, in your presence, there's fullness of joy. And most of all, Father, we thank you for your word, because the interest of your word gives light. It's easy to understand. Hallelujah. Simple to understand. So help us, Father, to dive in your word, to bathe in your word, Father God, our minds and our hearts. And help us to be obedient, to walk in obedience, Father, because your word declares that if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. We thank you for prayer today. Bless and keep us, Father, in the center of your will, in your perfect will. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you, amen, by Set Free Outreach Ministries. We thank God for prayer today. We want you to remain encouraged and strengthened and know that God loves you, beloved. He cares about you. Continue to seek the face of God. Continue to know, amen, that God is watching over his word. Get in God's perfect will, beloved. Amen. Be quick to obey the Lord. Be quick to obey. Be quick to obey the word of the Lord. Our time is just about gone for today, but we do thank God for you. We thank God for those that have called in, that are listening to this prayer. We want you to know again how much God loves you and how much he cares. We want you to continue, amen, to listen to this word, praise God, and pray, amen. Call on the name of the Lord, amen. Know that God loves you, beloved. Know that he has your best interest at heart. Until we meet again, keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at Set Free Outreach Ministries at hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you and he cares.